This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Jose Morales Jr. Date of birth is July the 30th, 2009. Case ID number is 691-2179. Date of the exam, August the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Jose Vasquez, dated 6/9/2023. Identifying information, this is a 14-year-old year-old single male with two other siblings who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his father and his stepmother to evaluate allegations of autism, asthma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently in the ninth grade, making A's and B's, and has been in a special ed program, but is not receiving disability at this time. His biological father presented with his stepmother, and his biological father is informant. The claimant has recently been transferred to the father for custodial care, secondary to Jose not wanting to be with his mother anymore, secondary to verbal abuse. And his stepmother has been very kind and supporting him as much as possible. The claimant's father is a firefighter, and the stepmother is a RN, and they are both working at this time. The biological mother was also working. Identifying information. The claimant is presently 14 years old and does go to the ninth grade in a new school at this time, in a special ed program, and is making A's and B's. Allegations, number one, autism, number two, asthma, number three, hypothyroidism. History of allegations, number one, autism. The claimant's father states that in 2012, Jose was diagnosed with autism and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant does not speak very much. He's very isolated and very quiet. He had difficulty in being with other people and in different places. He was placed in a special ed program, and he does do fairly well with A's and B's. His physician is Dr. Jose Vasquez. He is presently not having any physical therapy done. At one time, he was taking some speech therapy. He has a few friends and is very much a loner. He does get along with his siblings, which is his stepbrother, and he has a sister who still lives with the biological mother. At one time, he was mildly disrespectful to the teachers, but this condition has been addressed, and he has changed his attitude toward his superiors. He is presently on no medications for autism or attention deficit hyperactive disorder, secondary to the medications knocking him out too much and not allowing him to function. He is presently stable at this time and did communicate with me although he is very quiet in his mannerism. Allegation number two, asthma. The father states that in 2013 he was diagnosed with asthma. He does not have allergies. His asthma is precipitated by walking 1 mile, climbing three flights, sometimes talking and sometimes with rest. There is nobody in the family who smokes cigarettes. He has not been in the emergency room or hospitalized for this condition and has not been intubated. He is presently on Advair, one puff, QD, and albuterol, two puffs, PRM prior to any exercise as needed. He was diagnosed with exercise-induced asthma. His condition is stable at this time and has rarely needed to use any of his medications. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. The claimant's father states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, which was diagnosed with congenital hypothyroidism without goiter. He was placed on Synthroid 100 micrograms POQD. His levels are normal at this time, and he appears to be doing fairly well. They do not know what the etiology was for him having hypothyroidism, other than it being a congenital condition at this time. His condition is stable. His physician is Dr. Jose Vasquez. His daily activities include doing his homework, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, sometimes cooking, he likes to go fishing, and he likes to play baseball, catching the ball. He does like sports, but he especially likes fishing and hunting with his father. He likes to play on his YouTube videos as well. He is presently on no medication for pain at this time. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb three flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 95 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet at this time. He has no assistive devices, and he is on no medication for pain. He does like boxing. Review his systems. The claimant denies any problems with headaches, dizziness, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. He does have some visual problems and has been corrected with glasses. Activities of daily living. The claimant does go to special ed class. He likes playing sports. He likes watching boxing. He likes to go fishing and hunting with his father, as well as watching TV. He does get along with his siblings and with his parents, as well as other adults. However, the father states that he is a loner and has very few friends. The claimant also likes to lift weights and do gaming. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age. He was always choking on his saliva and was a very nervous child. But he was an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant family states that the claimant sat alone without support at 6 months of age, crawled at 8 months of age, walked without support at 11 months of age. They do not recall when he said his first words or his first sentences. However, the claimant is able to talk at this time and to complete sentences. The claimant self-dressed without help at 5 years of age, was bladder trained at 5 years of age, was bladder trained during the night by 10 years of age, and was bowel trained by 5 years. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant frequently cried, comma, was afraid of new faces, comma, was distractible, comma, and was very much a loner. Also, during the first three years of life, the child rarely had temper tantrums, comma, extreme mood changes, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, comma, rarely enjoyed being held, comma, exploring the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. He had very limited speech vocabulary and was somewhat isolated. Birth history. The father does not know too much about the birth history of his son. He was born at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance. He does not recall how many hours his ex-wife was in labor. He does not know if the baby was aided by instruments and delivery. However, the child was a cesarean section and was a one-baby birth. He does not recall if the baby was blue at birth, jaundice, or needed oxygen. Or whether he was placed in an incubator. There was nothing else wrong with the claimant at the time of birth. The father's not too sure about how much the claimant weighed, but he said approximately 7 to 8 pounds, and he was approximately 11 to 12 inches in length. The mother and the baby stayed 3 days in the hospital, secondary to it being a cesarean section. And there were no other complications noted. Past history. The claimant has a history of tuberculosis, which was treated. He also has a history of autism, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, mild obesity, comma, and asthma. No surgeries have been performed. Social history. There is nobody in this family who smokes, comma. There's nobody with alcohol abuse. There's nobody in the family that has delirium tremors or seizure disorder, including the claimant. There's nobody in the family who uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. There's nobody in the family with communicable diseases such as hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Medications. Synthroid, 100 micrograms, POQD. Advair, 9 micrograms, PRN is needed. Inhalation. Albuterol inhaler, PRN prior to any exercise. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 170 pounds, height 5 feet, 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 126 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 26. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 50 percentile for his weight according to his age, and at the 50 percentile for his height according to his age. General, this is a 14-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed male, and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to after HEENT, Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/30, OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/25, binocular uncorrected is 20/40, binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscular strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had a good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems, which haven't been corrected with glasses. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was mildly appropriate for the time. He did communicate, although he was very quiet and slow to respond. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver, and there is good communication between both of them. His effect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate, but mildly decreased. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability appeared to be mildly decreased for his age. His general health shows no evidence of any abnormality. Diagnosis number 1, autism - not being treated at this time, appears to be a very mild case. He does function well and does have a few friends and is doing fairly well in school. Number 2, asthma - exercise-induced asthma, has never been hospitalized, appears to be normal at this time with a normal physical exam. Number 3, hypothyroidism, secondary to congenital origin, being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled. Prognosis, very good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Morales, Jr.